Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
You know, it's always instructive for a reporter to be on the other side of the notepad or the recorder. Those of you out there who've been questioned by reporters, you know, sometimes don't want to comment, and then a reporter will say, is it you don't want to comment, or you're refusing to comment, or did you decline to comment? And that happened to me the other day. Crane Chicago Business called me to do a story on the fact that something many of you have already picked up on, when I got rid of my guard and when I talked about Betty's fixation with HGTV. Yeah, we put our house up for sale. So Cranes called me, and they did a story on it. I couldn't do a story on it, but they did. And it was interesting because the reporter asked me, are you not going to talk about it? And I said, well, here's my comment. I'd rather not talk about it. But it's a beautiful home, and if you want to buy it, please feel free to make an offer. There might even be an open house this weekend. But that brings me to the other part of the story. My cigar store. It's not mine, but it's a place I go to. In Countryside, Monte Cristo, Casa de Monte Cristo, Fine Cigars. That's where I have my fine Maduro cigars after a nice column writing experience, which is sometimes not so nice. But I feel like I have to sit there and watch sports, have a cigar, because I cannot have a cigar in my own house. Okay, I'm not man enough to do that. Betty would not stand for it. So the other day, I look and I see in the Sun-Times, it's your ultimate man cave headline. Southwest Suburban Cigar Lounge, a favorite hangout for politicians tied to federal investigation. And in it, they talk about the stuff I've been writing about. Tobolsky, Southwest Side politicians snared in a federal investigation. But they do describe it as some sort of a Frank Sinatra type vibe, with a Frank Sinatra Rat Pack type vibe and attractive waitresses bringing you cigars. You know what? I never saw the attractive waitresses. Betty, anybody, all my friends, you know, I would not go to a place that had attractive waitresses. Only short, fat, ugly ones as fat as me. That's what I would have. But I don't even know. I don't even see attractive waitresses there. However, or any waitresses there. But that's the style of writing that they wanted to adopt, and I appreciate it because it's got that Chicago way feel to it. We're going to talk to Jason Meisner, Chicago Tribune's federal building reporter and investigative reporter, about this and the investigation into the politicians of Cook County and that guy Rico, you know, the one who drives the bus. And you might want to listen to it here before you see it on the big screen because, well, you got Lamborghinis and guys with cigars and leather chairs. It'd all be a movie because you have coppers getting search warrants signed outside steakhouses. You have Rico driving the bus. You've got people talking about ultimate man caves and cigars and big deals and crime and politics and political corruption. So it'll be a definite Chicago way movie, and maybe Jason would let me help write it with him and we'll make a screenplay. That's what we should do. So you should listen to this first and then think about the movie we should do. Because you know why? It's Chicago Way. Jeff Carlin is here, WGN producer of The Rokon Show with Anna DeVellantis, who killed it in that last podcast we did on George R.R. Martin. And Jason Meisner, as I said, the Tribune reporter, my colleague and friend, and also little inside information, we worked together closely on my column when he was my leg man years and years ago. And I'm John Cass, husband, father, syndicated columnist for the Chicago Tribune and a member of its editorial board. And you know where you are, with the cigar smoke and the leather chairs and the man cave and the coppers getting search warrants signed outside of steakhouses and Rico driving that bus. You're on the Chicago Way on WGN Plus.
Look, the Chicago Way is a deep cultural phenomenon.
In a tower by the river, there lived a man. There was a man who took a stand. With pen and paper in his hand, defeating foes in every ward with a pen more mighty than the sword. No escape from his ink lasso in a tower by the river. Castle.
Here's how you get him. He pulls a knife, you pull a gun. He sends one of yours to the hospital, you send one of his to the morgue. That's the Chicago way.
And now joining us is my colleague from the Chicago Tribune, the ace federal building reporter and investigative reporter, Jason Meisner.
Hey, good morning.
So what's on your plate with cigar stores and coppers getting search warrants outside a steakhouse? What is this? Is this so Chicago way? I can't even take it anymore.
Yeah, we got corrupt cops, allegedly corrupt cops, on trial right now. Cook County judge is going to testify about signing a warrant outside of Smith and Walensky. And he was at a Christmas party. He gets a call from Officer David Salgado, signs the warrant, turns out to be part of an FBI sting. I'm covering that trial. Meantime, there's some political news going on. As you know, raids all over the southwest suburbs. Marty Sandoval, state senator, his office was raided just over 2 weeks ago. And that really set the news on fire as far as what the feds are looking at. How deep does it go? Where is it branching out to? Pretty much daily stories coming out about all of that.
Is there a name for this investigation yet, like Operation Maduro Cigars or Operation HDO? Needs a nickname, doesn't it?
I think when it all comes out, they're going to have some kind of fancy name on it. It definitely involves, as you know, this kind of triangle of suburbs, including McCook, population 230, and its mayor / Cook County Commissioner Jeff Tobolsky. And you've got Summit involved. And then right across the way, you've got Lyons, which they also, the feds paid a visit to Lyons, and Mayor Chris Getty. So, and elsewhere. They've been all over the place in the last couple weeks, and we're waiting to see how it all shakes out.
Lyons and McCook, I'm shocked, I tell you.
Any polls? Any pole dancing there? Lyons was the pole dancing capital of the Midwest at one time.
Another thing we lost to Wisconsin.
Yeah, we lost that to Wisconsin, too. Yeah, it just never stops, Jason. But on this one, I'm reminded that just a few days ago, you wrote a story about that, and you contrasted City Hall's release of the Burke search warrants, in which City Hall basically laid it out and said, this is what the FBI was looking for, this, and this. And then when it comes to the state government, State Senator Marty Sandoval's office was raided, and John Cullerton, the mini-me of Mike Madigan and president of the state Senate, Democrat, redacts almost everything out of the search warrant. Doesn't want anybody to look at it, whether it's, you know, golf courses and access to, you know, golf course lands. I don't know what's in there. Explain the difference in approach between the two units of government.
Yeah, they raided Burke's office in the end of November last year. FOIAs went out almost immediately. They asked for an extension. But then when they did release it, I don't remember any redactions, although the FBI was certainly careful. They didn't really name a lot of names, but they didn't redact when City Hall released it. We got pretty much the document as served on the Finance Committee. And then also, which was even more helpful, was the list of what they removed from Burke's office. That had names in it. That's when we found out that they were on to something involving the post office, because they removed a file that was marked post office. So, or old main post office or something like that. So that's how information comes out. Now, when it comes to the Senate, they were served with similar FOIAs by everybody in town, and they decided to redact. They took a marker to the thing, and there was nothing. I mean, literally every single name, entity was just redacted. And John Cullerton said that decision was made after consulting an attorney general's opinion and the investigative agencies involved. So I guess he's talking about the U.S. Attorney's Office or FBI. He has defended those redactions, even though he's now being sued by WBEZ, who's saying that they were against the state FOIA law. But meanwhile, the flip side of that is Senator Cullerton has refused to ask Marty Sandoval to relinquish his seat as chairman of the Transportation Committee. And I think, as of last week, he was saying, you know, we don't know what the feds are looking at, which is kind of odd since he has the unredacted search warrant in his hands that was served on the Senate.
That was my favorite quote of your story, where Cullerton is outside Harry Carey's and says, "We don't know what they're looking at." Really? You don't know what they're looking at, Johnny? You're looking at, you got the,
something else, like,
right.
Yeah.
And the only question I would have asked if back in the day when you were, you and I were working together on the column, I would have said, why didn't anyone ask him, how could you have a fundraiser at Harry Carey's instead of at your own place, Tavern on Rush?
Right.
And the backstory there is, for those who don't know,
the backstory is that at least when I was writing about that tavern and all the guy, how you doing guys that hang there, Johnny Cullerton was an investor in Tavern on Rush. And also, interesting enough, Jason, as you know, he's also an investor, or maybe it's his wife who's the investor, in a huge title company with Jimmy DeLeo and also and Eddie Jensen's son.
Lincoln Park Title or Lincoln,
yeah, Lincoln Title?
Title.
I keep thinking Lincoln Towing, but yeah, it's Lincoln Title.
Bibbidi bobbidi, the street lamps are on in Chicago tonight, and lovers are gazing at stars. The stores are all closing, Blandick's been chosen, and Casio is counting the cars. There are more cars than places to put them, he said, but I've got room for some more. So round them up, boys, because I want the toys. Hit the lot by the grocery store. To me, way, hey, tow them away. The Lincoln Park Pirates are we. From Wilmette to Gary, there's none that's so hairy, and we always collect our fees. To me, way.
It did surprise me to read a few days ago that the cigar store I am a habitué of is now lit up in this investigation as well. Can a man just sit in his own man cave without having the Sun-Times write about it as if it's like a den of iniquity with of rat packs, Frank Sinatra rat pets, and hot women serving you cigars? You know, when
John,
Betty,
I'm guessing that wasn't your Lamborghini that they mentioned that was parked in the parking lot.
No, it's a yellow Lamborghini, and I know the guy who has it. He's a lawyer. This is how it works, right? Guys are texting each other all day. When that story came out, like, everybody's texting each other, WTF, WTF, ? You know, I don't go there every day, and I don't go into the Frank Sinatra downstairs basement to hang with politicians. But upstairs where we watch, you know, soccer on Saturdays and so forth, after my column was done, I went to have a fine Maduro cigar, and there's a photographer outside taking photographs. And there are people, political guys, you know, guys who are involved in politics, not Tobolsky. And people were saying, hey, why are you taking pictures? Hey, it was like a Barzini scene. I thought it was going to be a Barzini, you know, where you break the camera and then throw
a
couple $100 down.
For and then throw the money at the street.
After all, we are not communists. We're just having a cigar. But where does all this go?
From what we know, it is an investigation of many tentacles, I guess you would say. But much of it may have a root with Danny Solis and the Ed Burke City Hall investigation that has branched out. But other pieces seem to have come from other directions. But there, with the suburban thing and Marty Sandoval, there's definitely, you can connect direct dots. An old name from your column, Mike Bondra, his Bluff City Materials gravel company was visited by the feds. He owns the quarries that are in McCook and Lyons and Summit. He also owns these major construction companies, asphalt companies that you know, dump the debris from construction sites in his quarries. And then he gets major contracts from city and state government. And is a major donor of Sandoval. So we can connect dots like that. But as far as the overarching picture, that's still coming out.
Speaking of dots being connected, it makes me think of Rico, as everybody in the mafia movies would talk about. Do we think it's that deep and that interwoven?
John's column about Rico, get on the bus. Definitely, whenever you got a big federal investigation like this that probably has a name, but we don't know it yet. Yeah, that's definitely could be part of the picture. They can really piece together everything as part of an overarching conspiracy, if that's what they're doing, where everyone's kind of a player in it. But there definitely seems to be something going on. I know today sometimes hints, rumors, without actually saying it, that there is a cooperator rumored who's part of the Safe Speed red light camera company, was a frequenter of the cigar bar, and has kind of disappeared. So we're not sure what's going on, who's cooperating. There's a lot of connections between these guys. If you look at the search warrants that have not been redacted, and we know that they're looking at lobbyists. In each search warrant that we've gotten, information on lobbyists is been requested. And there's a common lobbyist who's connected to most, if not all, these people by the name of Whispering Vic Reyes, who the Roosevelt Group, who John...
Schwing! When you said Whispering Vic, I was like, yeah, dude!
Yeah, he hasn't been heard from in a while, so it makes you wonder.
Rico is the name of the bus driver. He's 49 years old. He was born in the Congress of the United States of America as part of the Racketeering-Influenced Corrupt Organizations Act. And it looks like they're looking at Chicago Way politics as some sort of racketeering enterprise, as if it's a criminal enterprise. Ooh, who would have thought that? I mean, how could you ever come to that idea? That's really outrageous.
Yeah, that's kind of been lost. People forget that that's what Burke is essentially charged with. His indictment is a RICO indictment, where the enterprise is the city government itself. That's the case they've built. So one wonders if they're doing the same thing here with state government / suburban villages.
Jason Meisner, we can reach you on Twitter at
JMETR22B. I'll be in the trial of these two.
Yeah, tell us about that, because that's really, I mean, talking about something that's gritty. And you know, Jason and I, before, you know, my kids were little and Jason's children were being born, we had this fantasy that we would write screenplays. If you ever thought of a good movie, it's this trial that's coming between these two cops. When a police officer, particularly high ranking, is questioned or becomes charged with a crime, the prosecutors and the police have to drop a lot of cases that those people were involved in. So it's almost like, isn't it like a lottery ticket if you're a criminal and you got arrested by one of these guys?
Yeah, well, the Cook County State's Attorney's Office had to drop, I don't know how many exactly it ended up being, but it was dozens of cases. The allegations are that they were paying informants to go to judges and just lie. Judge signs off on the warrant, they go in, they take the drugs, money, whatever they find, they give some of it to the informant, they keep some of it for themselves, they inventory some of it to make it look legit. That's the basic charges, and it's a Sergeant X Xavier Elizondo is his name, and an officer under his command by the name of David Salgado. They were charged in May of 2018, and their trial started this week.
It is really a significant trial because not only all the get-out-of-jail-free cards that are going out all over Cook County, but also what it means to, you know, in terms of costs to taxpayers that'll have to pay legal damages and lawsuits that'll be a result of if there is a conviction. So any connection at all with any of the drug lords yet?
No, I mean, these guys were, you know, tasked with, on the west side, going after drug dealers, but no connection to any, like, major cartels, except Elizondo, interestingly enough, he was like a partner in a federal task force that investigated the Four Corner Hustlers, and one of the major warrants that's signed as a federal warrant that was signed in that case, the guy who gave the sworn affidavit to get the wiretap on the leader of the Four Corner Hustlers was Xavier Elizondo. So his alleged corruption has bled into that case, which is a major federal case, death penalty case, that, you know, gives the defense team opportunity to try to get the wiretaps, phone calls thrown out of court, because the guy who swore out the complaint could be a convicted felon. So it branches out in different directions. And then the other thing is, what does it do to the reputation of the police in the communities that they serve? You've got, you know, they're trying to rebuild their relationship with the community. And here you got these two guys doing what they were allegedly doing. So it's just two officers, but they can do a lot of damage if they're found guilty.
And their name is not Matt Janowski. Clearly, when you're a parent of a teenager and the police come by and the mayors have come by and say, why don't you testify? Where's this code of silence? Why don't you testify against these drug dealing gangbangers? Stand up, people. Well, what does it tell you if you're a parent and you're, you know, kind of knowledgeable about the street? What does it tell you? Do you want to put your kid in that situation? I don't think so. And one more thing. If you go to McCook, let me know, because I think we have to have lunch or maybe dinner at a great place in there called in McCook. It's only, 250 people, but where you will see these politicians. It's called JC's Pub. It's on first. You know what, Jason, I would say? The pork chops Vesuvio are superb.
Really?
Yes. And they have the best in the city. And they also have the Melrose peppers sauteed and stuffed with sausage.
Yeah. And I've heard of JC's. I've never been there.
Yeah, it's really good. Betty would never want me to go there because of all the truck barns across the street that I would end up without my thumbs, in one of those lockers. Right. I finally took her, and she loved it, and we've had friends go there, and I hope you go there, too. And if you're in the area, please call me. We could have lunch, nice pork chops, and then have a cigar. And
all right.
You know what I mean? Yeah, at the lounge. Yeah. But there are no Playboy bunnies there. I'm sorry to tell you. It's just a bunch of old middle-aged guys sitting in leather chairs watching sports. Jason Meisner, you can find him in the Chicago Tribune and on the Chicago Way, and also at his Twitter account. Follow his pieces, because especially on social media, because he'll often, if he has time, tweet out what's going on in the federal building. And if you care about the Chicago Way and a guy named Rico, you might want to do that on a regular basis, because I can tell you that every political player in this town, including the guys who have cigars at the place I go to, maybe even the guy with the yellow Lamborghini, although he's really not in social media because some of the guys think social media is an electronic snitch, will follow Jason. So thank you, Jason. Thanks for being here.
Thanks.
You know, Jeff, there's nothing like talking to Jason Meisner about the Chicago Way. The guy has it wired, and he does so. What I really like about it, he works as a journalist. He doesn't offer his own personal opinions like you and I do. That's my job now, personal opinion too. But he's strictly a reporter and stays within that lane, but looks beyond just the norm, just the average stuff, to talk about the implications of all this, because you know what? That's the Chicago Way. That's what you're paying for.
Right. And you read it there before you see it on the big screen later, because you know this stuff is going to wind up somewhere.
We're gonna write that screen.
Right, exactly.
You got to, right, Jeff? Oh. Right, Jeff? I mean, like, signing warrants outside outside a steakhouse, and unfortunately it wasn't my favorite one that had the fire.
Right.
Unfortunately. Gene and Giorgetti. But
yeah, that's the Chicago Way.
That is.
Top to bottom.
That is. For Jason Meisner of the Chicago Tribune, follow him on Twitter. And for Jeff Carlin, WGN producer of the Rokon Show with Anna DeVolantis. And me, I'm John Cass, husband, father, syndicated columnist of the Chicago Tribune and a member of its editorial board. Find us on iTunes or wherever you find good podcasts. Subscribe, because it's free. Write us a kick-ass review. And you, too, will be on the Chicago Way on WGN+.